Canto 3, Chapter 27, Liberation from Falsehood. The Supreme Lord, as Kapila, said, "Even though the living entity abides in a material body, he is not affected by the basic qualities of matter when he does not claim proprietorship and thus is not subject to change, just like the sun that is not affected by being reflected in water. But when this very living entity is absorbed in false ego, and thus is possessed by the modes of material nature, the individual soul is bewildered and thinks, 'I am the doer.' Because of the faulty actions resulting from dealing with material nature in such a way, he thus, in discontent, helplessly undergoes the repeated occurrence of birth and death in births from different wombs or species, depending the good or bad life he led, or a combination of these. Like having landed in a nightmare, wherein the things happening do not really exist, there is for the living entity, who only contemplates what occurs to his senses, no end to his materially conditioned existence of illusion. Therefore, the mind of attachment to material pleasure must consequently, free from attachment, gradually be brought under control on the path of Bhakti Yoga. Beginning with Yama, meaning the great vow of yoga of non-violence, truth, non-stealing, celibacy and non-possessiveness in the discipline of detachment, one should practice the different forms of yoga and develop, endowed with faith, unalloyed devotion unto me by listening to my stories. Therein, one must be without enmity and regard all living beings as equal, not entertain intimate relations and be celibate, be free from chatter, and offer the results of one's labor. One should be satisfied with whatever comes of its own, eat little, and live thoughtfully in a secluded place, and be peaceful, kind, compassionate, and self-realized. In relating to others and to one's own body, one should not follow the physical concept of life, but rather, from the spiritual perspective, attend to the factual truth of both the material and the personal aspect. One should transcend the stages of consciousness of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, and stay away from other conceptions of life. Thus, with a purified intellect, the true self, the soul of one's realization within, should be seen as clear as the sun before one's eyes outside. One should arrive at the realization of the transcendental support of the material cause, the Supreme Soul, that is manifest as a reflection within the untrue, that is there as an eye for the illusory nature of matter that penetrates everything as one without a second. It is like with the sun that can be seen as a reflection on water or on a wall, but factually is situated in the sky. The truth of the seer is thus revealed as a reflection of the absolute in the threefold nature of the materially identified ego that consists of body, senses and mind. Someone who in this material world falsely unites with the material elements, the objects of enjoyment, the material senses, the mind, intelligence and so on, is situated in sleep, but once he is awakened in the devotion of yoga, he is freed from false ego. Even though not being lost, still someone who is spiritually awakened at first unjustly considers himself lost because he, just like someone upset because of losing his fortune, as the silent witness realizes the demise of his false ego. Coming to understand this, such a person, knowing the situation that he accepted under the reign of the false ego, realizes the mercy of the original position of his true self, his original individuality, Svarupa. Devahuti said, "Dear Brahmin, is it not so that material nature never releases the soul because the two are eternally attracted to each other, O best one? Just as aroma and earth have no separate existence, and taste does not exist apart from water, intelligence cannot exist independent of consciousness. then how can a soul be free from material nature? Is the soul, being a passive observer, not forced to act because of the basic qualities of matter? The great fear one may avoid by contemplating the fundamental principles will not cease because every time its cause appears again. The Supreme Lord said, "One will realize the freedom when one, with a pure mind, serious unto me and faithfully listening to my stories in devotional service, manages to perform one's duties without desiring the fruits thereof. By means of spiritual knowledge, with the vision of the Absolute Truth, in yoga, strongly connected in penance, detached and firmly fixed, someone becomes absorbed in the soul. Bound to its material nature, a living entity is day after day consumed like firewood by fire, disappearing gradually. But, with the damage experienced in his dependency, understanding the wrong of the desire to always enjoy, he, with his thus forsaking sensual pleasures, firmly stands in his own glory. The many inauspicious matters a person may dream of in his sleep will not in the least daunt him when he has awakened. Someone who has fixed his mind upon me, the knower of the Absolute Truth always contented within, thus has nothing to fear from material nature. When someone wise thus for many years and many births is engaged in self-realization, he will develop a distaste for enjoying whatever up to the heaven of the Creator, Brahmaloka. Someone devoted to me, who under my protection, for the sake of awakening his intelligence, by my unlimited mercy, goes for the ultimate goal of his existence, that is called Kaivalya, will, in this life, soon attain a steady self-awareness and be free from doubt. The yogi who departed for that heavenly abode will, after leaving behind both the subtle and the gross body, never return. When the attention of the perfected yogi is not drawn towards yogic powers to control the material illusion, my dear mother, then, having no other purpose in his life, his progress towards me will be unbounded, because the power of death is lost therein."